Hello and welcome to Community Focus. I'm Clinton Whedon. It's time once again for the Arts Alive Home and Garden Festival in Wichita Falls, the annual event showcasing vendors and educators of all manner of home improvement that supports the Arts Council Wichita Falls area. Joining us via telephone to talk about this year's show is Carol Sales, CEO of the Arts Council. Carol, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.
So tell me about this year's show. What can attendees expect from this year's Home and Garden Festival?
Oh my goodness, it is so exciting. This is my 12th year as the event promoter, and this has become my favorite year. It is totally a celebration of Wichita Falls in our region. It is a very, very family-friendly show this year. We have animals of all sorts. We basically have interesting things all over the building, 80% of it from our region, so people will see their friends and celebrate their businesses.
In recent years, the show has brought in local businesses such as antique dealers to set up in some of the side rooms of the MPEC, which to me emphasizes more of a personal touch for the home side of things as opposed to the things in the main hall that emphasize the outdoor or garden aspect. What will we see this year?
Right. Well, I think a big emphasis for the Arts Council has been that it is a celebration or a platform for our entrepreneurs here in our market area. So you do have everything. But this year in the side rooms, we are celebrating family and recycle, repurpose, reuse, and the arts. A big part of it will have the, in room five, we have the Lake Arrowhead, which will be there with some family exercises like bass casting, so children can cast for fish. We have the Master Naturalist that will celebrate the soil and earth and what grows. And then River Bend will also be a part of that room with our artist, Laura Gillis, who also illustrates insects, and she does them absolutely beautifully. You go on down that side hall, and you'll see a total farmer's market indoors. And along with all the animals that you can pet, a goat or rabbits or chickens, they have 200 eggs that will be hatching at Home and Garden. They also have about 1,000 carrots, onions, and radishes that are planted so that children can have the feel of pulling a root plant.
Oh, wow. It sounds like there are a lot more interactive things for children and families to do than maybe in years past.
Absolutely. I think Wichita Falls is a flourishing young. The so many of the families are moving back with their families. So, you know, backyard enjoyment is kind of resurfacing. Our downtown is resurging with the arts. And the entrepreneurial spirit is just everywhere. And people are enjoying taking life, embracing it, and getting the most out of it. And I think you can do that this year through Home and Garden. We have about 175 vendors involved in the show. You know, all the traditional, the power equipment and the different things that people enjoy sitting on, what child doesn't love sitting on a tractor, and then along with different ideas to make your home and living a better place to be. The big part of the show that I have not mentioned is we do have show speakers all day Saturday. And they will be very interesting, especially to our Master Naturalist folks. One of them is 50 Shades of Green, and he is out of Oklahoma, Ricky Lentz. He's out of Oklahoma City, and so he's quite acclaimed in the state with his knowledge of our natural background.
You mentioned seeing young families move back into the area, and we know this region has a very transient population with the military presence here, which means new faces are always around. So for those new faces who may not know, how did the Home and Garden Festival get started as a fundraiser for the Arts Council? I don't think I'm stretching too much to say that the arts aren't the first things most people think of when they see a lawnmower or a chicken coop or an RV. So how did this get started?
Well, I want to say it's not with the Association of the Traditional Arts. However, art is an important part of the learning process for critical thinking with our students. In fact, that's where our organization has been emphasizing over the last several years. But what actually happened was the Kemp Center for the Arts, the building came available to the Arts Council very shortly after its organization in 1994. And when that happened, the organization was like, oh my gosh, we can't allow this beautiful building to something to happen to it. So they took it on. And with that, the fundraiser for the Arts Alive Home and Garden Festival started to support the operations of our building. And for over the years, that event actually has supported, you know, first it was almost 70%, and then it moved to 60% and 20% and 30%. And right now, it's around 12 to 15% of our operating budget comes from the Home and Garden Festival. And a lot of that is how our operating budget has grown, with taking on the forum and having additional buildings and activities through our site.
So tell me about the Arts Council itself. Through the Kemp Center and the Forum, what is your mission in the Wichita Falls area?
The purpose of the Arts Council is to nurture and strengthen our artistic, cultural, and educational quality of our community. And I feel like that was established when this organization started in order to be that great umbrella organization. But what we've really become with the two facilities in our toolbox is we've become a great platform for those different organizations. If it's theater or performance or music, they have a site between the two buildings that they can perform from. And then our obligation to the community is to be an unbiased platform. So we try to have a various variety for different cultural events, and they can be either at cost, for cost, or we have a lot of complimentary events through the buildings. My favorite part is get a cup of coffee and come visit and just have a seat. Both buildings have beautiful grounds and just are enjoyable.
Carol, we're just about out of time. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners about the Home and Garden Festival or the Arts Council?
I have not mentioned there is an app that we have available for the Arts Alive Home and Garden Festival. So if anyone wants to go to Apple, and they can download that app through the App Store, and it is under the Kemp Center for the Arts, so that they can see and peruse all the vendors that will be available to the show.
Is that a free app?
Yes, it is a free app. It also has a tab there for our education component, so you can even take a sneak peek at some of our virtual education that is now going on.
All right. Carol Sales, CEO of Arts Council Wichita Falls Area Incorporated, talking with us about the Arts Council and the 2018 Arts Alive Home and Garden Festival. Carol, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you so much. It was great to visit with you.
The 2018 Arts Alive Home and Garden Festival will be held February 24th and 25th at the MPEC in Wichita Falls. Show hours are from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday the 24th and 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday the 25th. Admission is $6 in advance and $8 at the door. Admission is $6 for military personnel, and children 12 and under are admitted free with an adult. Tickets are available at a number of locations in the Wichita Falls area. For more information about the Home and Garden Festival or the Arts Council Wichita Falls area itself, visit artscouncilwf.org or call 940-767-2787. KCCU is a sponsor of this year's festival. That does it for this week's program. Community Focus is a production of KCCU, a service of Cameron University. For more information about the program, visit us online at kccu.org. Thanks for joining me. Until next time, I'm Clinton Whedon.